Excuse me. Okay, gentlemen, that's all of the, we'll go back now to the cases we have under advisement. And first case under advisement is 11,035, Lynn and Robert Wilson. This is a variance from the front yard setback requirement. Well, let me see here. Eight properties acquired, 19. Now, this is the one that's
the cul-de-sac.
The cul-de-sac.
Yeah, they're going to tear down. Is this correct?
Already torn down.
Already torn down, right?
And we're looking at an image of.
And the cul-de-sac has been in the works for 57 years, and not even really has used it or anything yet.
What we're looking at on the drawing is what was there.
That's what I was saying.
And their intention to build
same footprint. Same type of building, same.
That's really what she stated.
She said.
And makes you wonder why it tore it down.
And the reason.
That's what she said. She said, you know. Yeah.
But.
Why did she tear it down? I don't know.
Old.
Old. Because it was old. I had no problem with it. Mr. Records?
What is it? The front setback's going to be 18.3 feet?
Right.
They had an average done, and that's what it is, but they want to put in the same footprint, and they're going to be 20 feet back, except for that cul-de-sac, the 6.7.
Which is greater than what was there, because what was there was 17 feet.
Right.
That's where they come in.
So they need a 12.13-foot variance from the 18.83 average front yard setback because of the paper cul-de-sac.
Hasn't been
there. Yeah, and I was going to ask you that, whether we have to regard the 30 feet or can we regard the 18?
You regard the 18.83. 18.
Okay.
That's the average front yard.
Okay.
And you know, I can appreciate the opposition's concern that, you know, they need turnaround area. Even if we granted this, they can still put the cul-de-sac in.
Sure.
And they can still have that turnaround area. And unless it's something that extends out past the road,
I think,
10 feet.
I think council will agree with me that even though it's on paper, the statement was made that it's not there. But it's on paper, it's there. Is that correct?
It can always be there.
It's there.
Legally, it's an accepted subdivision plan, and once that's recorded, that is there, and it stays until it's abandoned. So even though it's not built, it's still there on paper.
Right.
The request doesn't stop them from building it or using it.
No.
And it is, this lot is more restrictive in size in relationship to the cul-de-sac compared to the lot opposite the street that is also involved would be affected by the cul-de-sac.
Right.
I don't really have a problem with it.
Mr. Mills?
No, it's they're asking for less than was originally there. I don't see... You know, like Jeff says, there's a uniqueness. There's, I think it's a good argument that it is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, as in reasonable being something less than what was there.
Do I take that as a motion, Mr. Mills?
Well, if you're looking for a motion, then I would say that I think the applicant demonstrated that there is a uniqueness to the property, uniqueness in that the cul-de-sac is not there, but even if it were, what the previous house would have been closer to that cul-de-sac. What they're asking for is less than what was. And I think necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because of the fact that it is less than what they originally had. I don't think it's created by the applicant because of the fact it is a paper cul-de-sac. There was a non-conforming structure before. And I don't see where it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I don't even think it'll impair what the opposition would suggest it would, impair. And therefore, a minimum to afford relief, and my motion would be to approve case number 11,035.
Hey, do I have a second to that motion?
I'd like to second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,035. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons Mr. Mills stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote 5-0, case number 11,035 is approved.